WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's the MAC Girls Basketball Semifinals tonight. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull here live in a packed house at Sydney High School as the top seed Sydney Girls host the four seed Unitego Spartans. I'm Nate Lull. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show presented by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Rich, the matchup we've been looking forward to for a lot of the season. Some things have changed, we've learned. Things will look a little different here tonight, but still, you never know. You get to the playoffs, you kind of throw the records out, and in a Unitego-Sydney-type rivalry battle, anything can happen.
It's certainly a Route 7 battle. There's a lot of people out there. There is no parking available unless you're going to park about three blocks away. So both towns are here representing, and it should be a good one.
We had a great boys JV contest between Sydney and Unitego right before this that started at 5:30. This is the first time in a long time that the MAC has brought back the JV championship. So this was a MAC semifinal for the boys JV here tonight. So that's why all the excitement and all the ruckus. And Unitego came out with a one-point victory, 56-55. So really fun atmosphere. And we'll keep it going here with the girls.
One of the age-old debates, should there or shouldn't there be a JV championship? I don't know. I haven't really thought about it that much.
Well, but you know, when we were growing up, there was always the JV championship, and it was a thing. And I feel like over the last 10, 15, even 20 years, a lot of people have gone away with it. But now it seems to be making a comeback.
Yeah, let the kids play, right? I'm always about just letting the kids play more and more and more. You know, what's a hurt?
So we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. But the big storyline here tonight, I think it's safe to say Lizzie Kraft is out. Unitego's top scorer, 16 points a game. You know, she's their 5'11 post player, out with an injury. Don't want to say too much more than that, but an injury from practice. I mean, she's here. She's in her warm-ups. She's out at center court right now for the captain's talk. So I think everything is okay. And my guess is we will see her for sectionals. But probably better safe than sorry, but a tough time of year to lose Lizzie Kraft.
Yeah, just looking at her right now walking across the court, it doesn't look like it's a long-term type of injury, but we can't speculate here. But it's going to be a sad one here because that's a big piece, one of the best players in the area, and it's going to be tough for Unitego because as Sydney's the number one seed, you know, they got a lot of weapons on the other side, and they are certainly going to miss Kraft. But, you know, one of the big assets they do have is Coach Z. He's probably going to come up with something to come up with some defenses. So we'll see. You know, you can never count out the Spartans when Coach Z is drawn up on the old board over there.
The other semifinal is 3-seed Delhi, who's been red hot recently, taking on 2-seed Green. That game started at 6. They just hit the end of the third quarter, and Green has a big-time lead, 32-17. Delhi just having a tough night shooting the basketball, so Green always a tough place to play.
That just, you know, just you saying the score to me, 32-17, just means Green's doing what they always do. They like to slow down the game, and they like to play a little bit of 2-3 zone, and it is, we've seen that zone really effective this year, and I'm sure Delhi's just having difficulties with it. It's tough. It's really, really tough. They do a really good job. Coach Gorton and the Trojans over in Green do a heck of a job with that zone defense. It's one of the best around.
All right, we're going to take a break here in the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be right back. MAC Girls Basketball Semis tonight. We have Sydney hosting Unitego on WCDO.
The Butler family from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney takes a moment to thank our loyal customers for your continued business and for voting us as best used auto dealer in this year's Daily Star Best of the Best poll. Mike Cathy and Tyler Butler would also like to thank their dedicated employees for your hard work and commitment to Butler Auto Sales' success. When it's time for your next vehicle, remember Butler Auto Sales on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Over 160 vehicles to choose. Guaranteed credit approval. $1,000 minimum toward your trade-in. And free vehicle history reports are just a few reasons why so many Tri-County residents trust Butler Auto Sales. Learn more at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, just that other out-of-town score update one more time. The Green Girls make it 32-17 over Delhi at the end of the third quarter. That game is over in Green right now. Winner of that will go to the MAC championship. And then the winner of this, Sydney and Unitego, are getting ready to tip here at Sydney High School. And so those winners will play next Saturday. That's the 22nd over at Oxford High School. That's where the MAC championship is going to be this year. So, Rich, thoughts on if you were Coach Z, your Coach Pierce, obviously two legends in the area, and you got those kids, you know, they're the nervous energy, they're coming out here. This is for all the marbles here tonight. How do you tell them to just relax and play ball?
You know, the old saying is, it's just another game, right? We're just here. It's just another game. You've played against each other so many times. It's not really just another game. You just kind of try to do the same old traditions, the same old routines. But there's not much you can say. You just go out and play. And you try to calm down the nerves. I mean, I've been in the locker room for these type of games. There's not much you can say. You just try to act normal.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You hope that the games that you've played during the regular season, you've played some big games, that hopefully they will have prepared you for a moment like this. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. MAC Girls semifinals here tonight in Sydney. The Sabres hosting the Spartans of Unitego. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Let's get you the starting lineups here. First for Unitigo and Sydney. Of course, no Lizzie Kraft tonight for Unitigo, so Gracie Tilt, number 15, a junior, will be heading in for tonight's game. They also will start junior number 3, Avery James, a senior number 10, Maddie Bertzel, a sophomore number 11, Harley Bertzel, and a sophomore number 20, Raylan Parks. This is almost a peek into the future for Unitigo, not having Lizzie next year. On the other side for Sydney and head coach Donnie Pierce, they'll start with the usual suspects, a senior number 4, Bree Taylor, senior number 10, Bella West, a freshman number 20, Bella Conroy, a senior number 22, Maya Paul, and a junior, the girl that makes it all go, number 44, Nayla Miley. Sydney's in the home white with the maroon and the gray trim, says Sydney and maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney will be going right to left on your radio dial. Unitigo is in the road of green uniforms. The white trim says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. They'll be going left to right. And the winner of this will move on to the MAC championship game next Saturday, looking like they could potentially be playing the green Trojans, who are still ahead of Delhi. Although Delhi is making a nice little run. They've cut it down to 10, Rich, with about 2.5 minutes to go, so you never count out a Todd Bruce squad.
Well, Todd Bruce, right, state champ, you never count him out.
And we're underway. Sydney wins the opening tip, again going right to left. And here is Bella Conroy in the right corner and had it knocked out of her hands, and it's going to go to Unitigo. Spartans just have to relax with no Lizzie Kraft and find a way. They did bring up a bunch of their JV players who are experienced. Maybe we see a couple of them in tonight's ball game as well. So we're underway here in the MAC semifinals. It was our Butler Auto pregame show. Appreciate you joining us for that. Here's Maddie Bertzel to the right side for Avery James. Steps up for a long three. Mystic got her own rebound. Chased it into the right corner. Now they'll go to Gracie Tilt on the baseline. Her shot off the back of the rim and a rebound here for Bella Conroy. Conroy's going to walk it up the floor for Sydney. Again, going right to left. Chance of defense from the Unitigo student section. They've made the trip down Route 7 here to cheer on the Spartans. A three on the left side here for Bella West. No, but she is fouled, and Bella's going to head to the line early here for Sydney.
So one thing, Nate, whenever we have a Unitigo game, we always talk about this with them, is foul trouble, foul trouble, foul trouble. Tonight, they certainly can't get in foul trouble because the bench is a little bit smaller with, veteran players. You know, yeah, sure, they have JV players, but really, you want to have your veteran players in these type of games. So the Spartans are really going to have to watch the foul trouble, especially, you know, the James and Bertzels. The Bertzels definitely have to stay out of foul trouble, and they definitely like to play a little bit more aggressive.
Bella West hits the first two at the line, third one coming. Yeah, just hard to replace 16 points a game. And so they're going to have to get creative and find a way to get that done here tonight. And Bella West goes 2 out of 3 at the line, and then a rebound here for Maddie Bertzel. So it's a 2-0 lead early here for Sydney over Unitigo in the MAC semifinals. Unitigo with the ball. Reversing, they go left side, Maddie Bertzel, now to Harley Bertzel. Long, high arcing 2 for Harley Bertzel is up and good.
Very good ball movement by the Spartans, really being patient. That's probably what they're going to have to do, maybe take the air out of the ball and slow it down.
Left side of the floor here for Nayla Miley. Now to Maya Paul. Good tank here for Paul. Rims in and out. Paul gets her own rebound. Trapped in the paint there. Both teams scrambling for it. We're going to have a jump ball.
Another thing we haven't talked about is the rebounding, right, with Kraft on the bench. She's one of the bigs for the Spartans, and Sydney is a very, very big girls basketball team with very good rebounding prowess. That's another storyline we have to watch. How are the Spartans going to rebound without Kraft?
Yeah, that's a big thing. Kraft is just one of those players that does a little bit of everything, and you got to find a way to play next man up tonight here if you're the Spartans. Into the left corner for Gracie Tilt. They'll reverse it into the right side for Harley Bertzel onto the baseline for Raylan Parks, and this one's tapped away. Gracie Tilt, though, saved it. Goes back to the far side now, finding Harley in the corner. Dials up a three with the shot clock winding down. It's short. Rebound is loose, and Maya Paul's got it. Then we got a whistle.
If you're Coach Z, that's not a bad possession. You got a lot of touches, right? And he took a lot of time off the clock. I think that's going to be one of the strategies tonight, is try to just have good shots and, you know, take your time.
Sydney's got the basketball. They go to the left corner here for Bella West. I love it when the gym is just packed. We can't even see that far corner over here. As here's Nayla Miley to the rim, and she's fouled at the right low block. And Sydney attacking the interior of that Unitego defense, almost daring them to try to be physical.
Yeah, Unitego playing a 2-3 zone right now, and Miley doing a good job of just penetrating and taking it right to the basket.
And here is Miley at the line, settling in here for Sydney. And she's going to need to have a big night tonight. Miley's first shot in and out.
One thing I noticed right there is that did not look smooth for Miley. Usually she's a very smooth foul shot, and tonight that was a little hitch. Let's see how she looks on this one.
Second one coming here for Nayla, and that one's up and good. And so Nayla Miley with her first point of the night, and Sydney leads 3-2 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. And here comes Harley Bertzel to the left side. Now to the high post for Maddie Bertzel. Got it back from Raylan Parks. And they look to swing it around to the far side. Bertzel trying to split two defenders. Lost control of it, and it's scooped up here by Bella West. West trying to go coast to coast. Will dish one off here. Conroy to West. Missed the shot. Maya Paul a second chance, and that won't go down. And a rebound here for Unitego. We got a foul on Sydney on the rebound.
That's one of those fouls you don't want. If you're Coach Pierce, it's a long ways away from your basket, and you're just getting more fouls racked up. You want to not foul underneath your own basket.
5:20 to go here in this first quarter. Harley Bertzel's got it to the left side. Now to Maddie Bertzel. Unitego hanging tough despite no Lizzie Kraft, but they throw it away here. We should note, too, Harley Bertzel is playing with a black eye that any boxer would be proud of, and that potentially happened to practice earlier this week. Could be a reason Kraft was out. But
yeah,
you got to be careful with Harley a little bit here, too.
Yeah, she certainly looks tougher than me.
Maya Paul with a jumper on the baseline. That's no good. And Unitego gets a big board there with Maddie Bertzel. She's a bulldog. She's not going to back down in there at all. Sends one to the far side. Bertzel gets stripped. Sends it back up top. Maddie couldn't get to it in time. Sydney running onto the basketball here with Bella Conroy. Now to Nayla Miley. Finds Bella West on the far side. Inside for Maya Paul, and she's fouled. As that ball goes off the front of the rim, shot won't go, but Paul will head to the line. With 4:40 to go first quarter, Sydney girls lead 3-2.
You're liking the game so far right now if you're Coach D, except for one thing. Three fouls this early in the first quarter is not a good sign for you. You need to play, good defense without fouling.
Maya Paul to the line here. First shot will not go for Maya. Second one coming here for Sydney, and they've gotten to the line quite successfully here, but need to start cashing in on a few of these, and finally they do here with Maya Paul. She goes 1 out of 2, and so Sydney leads 4-2 with 4:40 to go in this first quarter. Unitego's got the basketball. They whip it across, finding Harley Bertzel. A three for Harley is too strong. Rebounded here by Maddie Bertzel. They'll kick it back out. Still a 4-2 ball game. Sydney girls on top. Gracie tilts in the corner. Her shot's off the back of the rim. Maddie Bertzel, another rebound. And she's going to war on the inside despite being one of the smallest players on the court. Inside for Gracie Tilt. Now over to Raylan Parks. Back out. Bertzel for a three. High arcing shot off the front of the rim. Boy, it looked good, but wouldn't go down for Unitego. Rebound Sydney. Ahead now for Nayla Miley. Little up and under here for Nayla is good. Nice move by Nayla Miley.
Not many players in this area can make that move. She made an up and under move around three Unitego defenders. What a move by Miley.
Sydney 6, Unitego 2, 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Unitego's got it at the high post with Raylan Parks to the interior. They'll work it back out. Straightaway three here for Avery James. In and out. Rebound Harley Bertzel, and she's fouled as she puts it back up. And Rich, Unitego's getting the looks. The shots just aren't going right now.
Unitego's moving the ball really, really well. You can tell they've worked on it in practice. What are we going to do without Kraft? They've worked it. Pretty much every player in each possession touches the ball. And, both Bertzels are doing a good job offensive rebounding. You got to be happy with the looks that you're getting with the Spartans. You just got to make one or two.
And it might be one of those things where once one of them goes in, the floodgates open. As here's Bertzel at the line, and the first one is up and good for Harley Bertzel. So that makes it 6-3 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. And the second one for Bertzel, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. So it's 6-3. I think you got to be happy if you're Unitego right now. You're hanging around in a hostile environment here. Sydney in the low corner. They find Bella Conroy. Her shot's off the back of the rim. And another great job rebounding for Unitego. Avery James scooped that up. James at the top of the arc, directing traffic, and almost had her pocket picked, and then a reach-in foul here on Bella Conroy, the talented freshman for Sydney. 3:20 to go, first quarter. It's 6-3. Sydney is on top here of Unitico, and Coach Z wants to take a timeout. We'll step away. Again, our score here in the MAC girls basketball semifinals, 6-3. Sydney girls on top of Unitego on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 3:20 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you, as always, by SFCU. Spartans have the basketball, again in the green with the white trim going left to right. They're without Lizzie Kraft tonight. They're making the most of it. They trail 6-3. Here's Maddie Bertzel. A straightaway three is good for Maddie Bertzel.
I was just going to tell before the last timeout, I was going to say to you, Nate, I think you were spot on. She's the bulldog tonight. She's playing with all-out hustle. I really like how she's playing.
We're tied 6-6. I've had Maddie on my travel team for a while now, and boy, you just tell her to go do something. She's going to go do it with vengeance. And a shot here from the left corner. That won't go down. And a rebound here for Unitego again. They've done a great job on the glass.
The one thing I like about Bertzel, Maddie Bertzel, is what she's doing. She's directing the traffic out there, and she's not turning the ball over and getting her other teammates good shots.
Avery James now swings it left side for Harley Bertzel. And a straightaway three here for Gracie Tilt. Hit the rim twice and falls for Gracie Tilt.
You said it earlier, Nate. Maybe they just needed to see one to go, and now it's starting to fall for the Spartans.
Unitego 9 and Sydney 6 here on the road with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. They go to Bella Conroy as Sydney goes right to left. Chloe Vandersomen is in now. Conroy with a three off the back of the rim. And Unitego, another huge rebound.
Another great rebound by James. That's two or three now in this quarter alone. She's playing well tonight as well for the Spartans.
Bertzel on the baseline. That's Harley. Her floater is short. Rebound Vandersomen. And here comes Sydney with 1:45 to go, first quarter. Vandersomen finds Nayla Miley on the baseline. Has to work one back out to Vandersomen. And they'll reset the offense. They go inside for Lennon Swain in the paint. Swain trying to force it up. Her shot is off the back of the rim. And another rebound for Unitego. A lot of one and done here for Sydney.
And another rebound for James. She's doing a good job rebounding out of that guard position.
To the high post now here for Raylan Parks. Stripped by Bella Conroy. Down the left side of the floor. Nice breakaway layup. And Conroy finishes. And that's what Sydney needs to get back into it. It's Unitego 9, Sydney 8.
And that's what you don't need for Unitego, a quick turnover and an easy layup. You want to take time off the shot clock and don't give easy baskets to the Warriors. The Sabres.
A minute to go here in the first quarter. It's all right, Rich. We don't have to tell anybody.
I did it again.
Here's Harley Bertzel on the left side. 10 on the shot clock here for Unitego. Left side. Into the corner now. They'll work one back out. Raylan Parks, a straightaway three. That's wide right and a shot clock violation.
But again, that's the second shot clock violation for the Spartans. But if you're Coach Z, you're like, it's okay. He's over here saying it's okay. It's okay because you're taking time off the clock and you're not allowing the Sabres to score. That's okay.
And here comes Sydney back down the floor, going right to left. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 20 on the shot clock. Straightaway three for Vandersomen. Draws an air ball. Out of bounds. It's going back to Unitego. And boy, the Spartans have some momentum right now.
And now, right, if you're Unitego, you just want to get one shot, one good shot. Take it with about maybe anywhere between 8 to 5 seconds. Then limit Sabres from taking one shot at all.
Unitego has it. They go to Harley Bertzel. Fires up a three, and that one's too strong. Maybe a little too early there. Rebound is loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. We got the jump, and it's going to go back to Sydney.
And boy, was I wrong, I guess. I guess we just fired up with 20 seconds left in the clock.
Well, you just never know these days. Everyone loves that three ball.
You just got to shoot it when you're open.
Sometimes it's just going to go. Sydney's got it on the right side. 5 seconds left here for Nayla Miley. Off the glass. Oh, halfway down, popped out. Nayla's going to go to the line, but this gives Sydney a great chance where if maybe Unitigo held on to it there. Ayla's not standing at the line right now.
That's something the Coach Z is going to talk about, right? That was a mistake. Don't take that shot. You get your last shot. Now you pick up a foul and you're sending Miley to the line. You got Coach D over here talking to his player about it. That was a mistake. That certainly was his mistake.
Nayla to the line here. First shot is good. And you can understand where Harley's coming from there. I mean, yeah, everyone on this Unitigo team tonight says, I got to do my part to make up for what we're missing with Lizzie being on the bench. And Nayla goes 2 out of 2.
Oh, no. Got called off by the referee line violation.
Wow.
For lane violation.
So 9-9 with about 1.5 seconds left. Going to be a half-court heave here for Unitigo, and it falls short. All right, end of the first quarter, 9-9. Unitigo and Sydney girls will be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Unitigo with the ball to start the second quarter. Into the right corner here now. Back out for Avery James. Now for Harley Burtzel on the baseline. They go to Gracie Tilt. Back to Madison Burtzel. A straightaway three. This one's too strong. Out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Sydney here. 9-9 to start the second quarter. A hard-fought game, much like we expected, Rich.
If you're Coach D, you're happy with a 9-9 game. If you're, you know, Coach Pierce, you're thinking, we got to get moving a little bit more. We got to get some more opportunities. We got to take care of the ball.
Green defeated Delhi 40-29, Rich. So the winner of this game will officially get Green in the MAC championship next Saturday.
And they get better practice against a 2-3 zone.
That's for sure. That Green team is tough, long, athletic, you name it. Here's a three on the right side for Bella West. Right in front of the student section, she hits it for Sydney, and they lead 12-9.
And here we go. Here's Coach Pierce putting in a press right now, trying to get moving a little bit, trying to get some more opportunities for his team.
They actually say that was a long two. And we've seen this Sydney press work very, very well so far this year when they've had to use it. So that was a two, so it's 11-9.
The one thing that's interesting, though, is the Spartans have the guards to break the press. I mean, you aren't losing that much with Kraft on the bench by breaking the press because you do still have your three main guards that have played all year. You might not have Kraft's presence in the middle of breaking the press, but it's not like you don't have ball handlers to break it.
That game we did between Sydney and Green was very, very close. And then Sydney put this press on in the fourth quarter and walked away from Green during the regular season. They could just throw so many athletes at you.
Yeah, Sydney's just got a very, very, lots of athletes at their disposal. And, you know, they play very, very aggressive because they have so many, you know, extra bodies on the bench.
Unitigo's got it at the high post. They swing it to the left side. And the Green with the white trim. Here's Gracie Tilt. The jumper is too strong. And a rebound here for Sydney. Nayla Miley, home run pass ahead for Maya Paul, lost it through her hands, and out of bounds it goes. Unitigo, every possession, Rich, this is such an uphill battle for them, but every possession they can keep it close. You got to think they get a little bit more momentum, a little more positivity on their side.
Right, just take care of the ball, don't turn the ball over, and get good shots after taking some time off the shot clock.
Here is Avery James directing traffic. Unitigo trying to show some patience on this possession. They go to Raylan Parks, her shot from the foul line won't go. Rebound for Sydney. Here comes Vandersom across the Sydney S at midcourt. Good pass ahead for Maya Paul. Stripped as she goes up with it. Paul gets it back off the glass and good for Maya.
That's what we talked about earlier. They have that rebounding advantage with the bigs, so the Spartans have to make sure they can, you know, get in there and box out.
Unitigo coming back the other way. Stripped was Raylan Park. She thought she was fouled. Sydney comes away with it. No call. Back the other way. A steal by Avery James. And Unitigo's got it back with Sydney on top 13-9. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Madison Burtzel. Loads up a three. Missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound for Sydney. The track meet continues. Here's Bella West trying to take it coast to coast. Her layup won't go. And Maddie Burtzel's got another rebound for Unitigo. Finally, we got a whistle.
So what happens is, as you called it, right, it's a track meet because Coach Pierce put it in that press. So now it's just sped up the game. And it is probably to the Sabres' advantage to speed up the game. Because the Spartans don't have as many people on the bench tonight to help them out. So let's see how they can handle this in the second quarter and, you know, try to not let the lead get too large.
Unitigo's got the ball. They break the press in the backcourt with Harley Burtzel. Ahead for Gracie Tilt. Stops and pops from 10. Just left it a little short. It buckled off the side of the rim. Another few possessions where you feel like Unitigo got a good look, but couldn't find a way to put it in the bucket. Here's Maya Paul. Into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Maya. Off the right side of the rim, no good. And we got a rebound opportunity. We got a foul, it looks like. Oh. It's going to stay with Sydney or a jump ball?
No, it was a traveling call. It was, the young lady fell down as she got the rebound, so the referee made the correct call. It was a travel call.
And we got a timeout on the floor here. With 5:05 to go in the second quarter, Sydney 13, Unitigo 9. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. MAC girls semifinals tonight for basketball, and Sydney leads 13-9 here on their home floor. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch by Sydney. So Unitigo, with this good defense, they get it back.
That was a really good play by Harley Burtzel, right? Playing that cross-court pass and creating the double tip.
4:55 to go in the second quarter. Rich, we got a friend here in the booth.
Yeah, we got a guy here. I'm going to have to look around him.
A young fan has decided to stand directly in front of you.
That's all right. It's all right. He's not that big.
This is like broadcasting school where they do stuff like this. They say, we're going to have you come in, and you're going to call a game today. We're going to do all sorts of crazy stuff to try to make you laugh, and it's one of those. One of those opportunities.
Sorry, we'll get them a Happy Meal at McDonald's afterwards.
That's right. That's how it goes. 4:50 to go in the second quarter. 13-9, our score. Unitigo with the basketball now, going left to right. Maddie Burtzel's got it into the right corner. They go to Avery James. Unitigo trying to hold on to it here. A little bit of a broken possession. They throw it away. Raylan Parks a bit frustrated there at the high post and just kind of turned and fired it out of bounds.
Again, just stay the course, right? You're only down by four. Get another stop, right? If you're Coach Z, you're just telling the ladies on your team, possession by possession, do what you can. Don't try to do too much.
Haley Barron is into the game now for Unitigo. Do not see her much during the regular season, so everybody all hands on deck here tonight for Unitigo. Lennon Swain with a turnaround shot. It was partially blocked. Unitigo's going to come away with it. Down the right side of the floor here for Maddie Burtzel. So Unitigo hanging tough here despite no Lizzie Kraft. And into the right corner. Unitigo swinging it left side. Harley Burtzel on the baseline steps back. A long two for Harley. No, Madison Burtzel's got it. Rips it back out. Now to Maddie Burtzel. Foot on the line, a long two. That rolls off, kind of a line drive off the front of the rim. Won't go. Unitigo still working it around. They're going to try another time. Third time is the charm here for Harley Burtzel. That's short. Out of bounds and going back to Sydney. And Boy, just cold, cold shooting here for Unitico.
But again, not a bad possession if you're Coach Z in the Spartans, right? Because you just took off about, 30 to 40 seconds. Get another stop, do what you can do, and play within yourself.
And here's Sydney with the basketball going right to left here with Nayla Miley. And this one is stripped as she tried to go inside for Lennon Swain. And back the other way here for Unitico. Handing one off here for Maddie Bertzel. And to the left side, good ball movement here by Unitico. They're doing everything really but finish. They go to the high post for Haley Barron. 10 on the shot clock now. Harley in the right corner for three. Got it. Harley Bertzel. She's going to have the green light to fire tonight. They'll need a few of those. She's up to 6 points.
It's a good-looking shot. They worked the ball really well to her, and she got one to go.
Three ball here for Chloe Vandersom for Sydney. That's no good. Miley chases it down and holds on to it. It's a 13-12 ball game. Sydney up by a point, trying to add to it. Maya Paul with a long two in the corner. That's no good. And Unitigo's got a rebound. You know one thing, Rich? Unitigo's used to being in these games. They might have a little bit more experience in that department than Sydney.
Absolutely.
A lot of these girls are definitely used to being on the big stage here. Maybe that's going to help tonight. Sydney's going to give it all they got, though. A steal here by Bella West. Oh, it's a fight on the floor for this basketball. Both teams scrambling for it here. Finally, Unitico's going to come away.
I will say, Nate, you're absolutely right. Unitico does not look intimidated by anything that Sydney's throwing at him tonight.
Maddie Bertzel to the right side. Bertzel, chest pass. Goes to the high post, finds Barron. They'll zip one into the corner now for Bertzel again. A little jab step. Maya Paul right in her shorts on defense, and they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. Coach Z saying, what about the push? 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's 13-12.
The referees have really let them play a little bit tonight. We have talked about a lot of fouls, but it's been an aggressive game on both sides. Sydney's come out and played a really aggressive 2-3 zone, trying to get really in the faces of all the Unitigo shooters.
1:55 to go in the second quarter. A low-scoring affair here between Unitigo and Sydney. A turnaround shot by Bree Taylor. That's partially blocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Sydney. And Rich, Sydney, to me, just has not seemed like themselves tonight.
Unitigo's doing a good job of kind of what you'd call junking up the game a little bit and doing what they can to just stay in it.
There's Bree Taylor, got a rebound off a missed shot. And she's fouled and will go to the line. And we said in the pregame show, I think you said it, when you got Bobby Z, he's going to pull some rabbit out of the hat here to at least keep this a close game.
And, what we talked about last game when we were here for Sydney is Taylor and Miley. We haven't really been saying their names at all. He's done a really good job of keying on Miley and just keeping containing her.
Bree Taylor to the line. Her first shot is no good. I also have noticed Unitico's trying to rotate in those guards as much as they can. Riley Himes is in now. And so just trying to give either of the Bertzels or Gracie Tilt any break that they can get. Bree Taylor goes 1 out of 2.
It'll be really interesting now to see how the Spartans play with Maddie Bertzel on the bench. She's kind of been the catalyst a little bit, controlling the ball and taking care of it for them. Let's see how they play without her now.
1:40 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 14, Unitigo 12. Unitigo's got the ball on the left side now, going left to right on your radio dial. Avery James with a bounce pass. Finds Gracie Tilt, pump fakes, goes high post for Harley Bertzel. Little jab step for Bertzel, stripped by Maya Paul. Here comes Sydney. Maya's going to take it coast to coast. Can she finish? Yes. Not often you see the six-footer go coast-to-coast, but Maya does it.
Wow, what a good play right there by Paul to take it all the way to the rack. NBA-style play there.
1:10 to go here, second quarter. Four-point lead for Sydney, 16-12. And here's Harley Bertzel. Again, stripped, comes back up near midcourt. Goes to Gracie Tilt, and now back to Harley. They're going to need to try to find a way to get her open for three. Harley dials one up, and this is off the back of the rim. Rebound Maya Paul. Sydney with another little chance here. Paul stripped, though. She tried the same exact play, and this time she got her pocket picked.
And here's Coach Z saying, Harley, slow it down. Right, get a good shot.
40 seconds to go, second quarter. They go to Avery James, far side here for Riley Himes. Bounce pass, back out. Harley Bertzel, three, right side, in and out. And a rebound here for Sydney with Bree Taylor with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sydney up 16-12. Chance of defense from the Unitigo student section. They go back door for Paul. Into the paint. She's stripped by Avery James with 15 ticks left. Ahead for Riley Himes. She'll put the brakes on. Back out to Gracie Tilt. 10 seconds left. Units Eagle can play for the final shot. They go to Avery James. Now to Tilt. A three ball is short. 2 seconds left. But a second and a half that goes out of bounds is going to stay with Unitigo. Wow, so both sides, some cold shooting. Has not been a good shooting percentage type of game so far.
No, and certainly not. And Unitigo is going to get out of here with at least only down by four, but they look exhausted in this last 2 minutes.
Bertzel into the corner, does not get it off in time, and that's going to do it. Unitigo had to work hard. Can they hang on for another half? They trail 16-12 right now. A wild first half, I would say, because you just think, boy, okay, no Lizzie Kraft. Sydney's going to pull away. Unitigo makes it tough, but you're right. They're working their tails off. There's just a lot of layers to this game.
There's just a lot of layers. It's a great way to say it. You know, we've talked about the rebounding, the taking care of the ball. But I would say right now the MVP of the game is probably Coach Z, to be honest, because he's created a game plan to keep his kids in it. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here at halftime. What's Coach Z going to draw up? What's Coach Pierce going to draw up? You know, is Coach Pierce going to try to speed the game up? Is Coach Z going to try to take the air out of the ball? You know, he's going to have to protect Maddie Bertzel a little bit because she's got two fouls. And, you know, really without her on the court, they don't get a lot of good-looking shots for Unitigo. So there's going to be a lot of strategy in this next 10 minutes. We're going to know a lot. Probably, you know, an old coach, Tom Dixon from New Berlin, used to say, you know, the first 4 minutes of the third quarter is maybe possibly the most important of the game.
That's well said. Our good friend, Coach Tom Dixon. Love that guy. All right, we're going to take a break here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Halftime score here in the MAC semifinals, 16-12, Sydney girls on top of Unitigo. Winner will get green in the MAC championship game. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito.
And your safety comes first. Protect yourself, and together we'll outsmart the fraudsters. SFCU. Banking easier.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back in Sydney. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Our halftime score here in the MAC girls basketball semifinals. Sydney, the top seed here in the tournament, leading a four-seed Unitigo 16-12. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Well, Rich, an entertaining first half and low scoring. You know, when you get the teams in the Final Four, Green, Delhi, with Green winning 40-29. That game started a little bit earlier tonight. And then Sydney, Unitigo, I think you got to think both those games are going to be low scoring, absolute slugfest. I don't think it should surprise anybody.
Yeah, it's just, you know, defense, and more defense. They pride themselves. All these teams just pride themselves on their defense. And, you know, with Kraft out on the floor, that's really the focus for the Spartans. If I'm Coach Pierce, you have the best player on the court and, you know, possibly in the MAC League, right? I guess I'll say it out loud. She's probably, I mean, Miley's probably one of the best ones. I'm guessing they're going to say, let's get the ball to Miley and let's let her work. Let's get her to work and let's go. Because I don't, you know, at the end of the day, I don't even know if we could stop her, Nate.
I know I couldn't, but, I mean, you're right. Nayla is in the conversation probably this year for MAC MVP. And if she's not this year, she probably will be next year.
And if she's not in the question, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, I mean, that's another broadcaster rule, right? Don't interrupt the host. But, I mean, if she's not the MVP, she's at least one of the most athletic players.
Yes.
Right?
She'll be a first-teamer.
Yeah, you got to get the ball to her, and you got to maybe just create space, open up the floor a little bit. The spacing has just looked really bad on both ends, probably. Just create some space and let Miley get to work, and then it's going to open things up, you know, for the Vandersamens to shoot. Going to open things up for Taylor down low a little bit more. Really kind of the unsung hero right now for the Sabres has actually been Paul. She's played some really, really good defense on her side, and she's gotten a couple baskets for the Sabres, and she's really kind of done a lot of the work for them so far.
Leading scorers so far in the first half, 6 points for Harley Burtzel for Unitego, 3 apiece for Maddie Burtzel and Gracie Tilt. On the other side for Sydney, you got Maya Paul, as you said, Rich, with 5 points, and then 4 apiece for Nayla, Miley, and Isabella West. So both teams, I thought, got good looks. Not a lot of shots going in, and, you know, something just kind of dawned on me, Rich. Both teams, to me, have looked a little gassed. Yeah. The defense has been so good. The offenses are having to work so hard. You're working so hard just to get the shot that maybe you don't have the legs when you finally get that open look.
I mean, Harley Burtzel looked like she was just going to keel over at the end of that first half. She's just worked extremely hard, and she has to. She has to be with Kraft out on the floor. And I thought especially Unitego looked gassed. I don't think Sydney looked as gassed because they have a lot more, you know, reserves on the bench and they can sub in and out. But certainly, certainly the Spartans looked gassed. And it's going to be really interesting to see how, you know, Coach Z handles Maddie Burtzel. I mean, the one thing I noticed about her is just get a little bit more arc on that shot, and then maybe it'll go in. I wonder if they're just talking about some technique and stuff like that. And the other big thing, I know I'm just talking way too much, but the Spartans aren't getting anything down low. They haven't got anything. They're only getting mid-range and three-point shots. Is there going to be some type of strategy to try to get some easier looks for the Spartans?
Yeah, well said. Sydney has done a good job of taking Raylan Parks away, and the rest of it has been from the perimeter. So we'll have to see if Coach Z can find a way to get his bigs involved without Lizzie Kraft here tonight. All right, that's going to wrap up the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Sydney girls leading Unitego 16-12. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on the Main Street side of things at WCDO. Rich, a key here, let's go first for Unitego. How do they find a way here? They survive for a half. Can they survive for another?
How do they find a way? You get the Burtzels talking like they are right now on the court. They're whispering stuff to each other. They're grabbing each other by the shoulder. They don't look like cousins right now. They look like sisters that are going to go to war. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take those two to have a tremendous half. Them two and James have a tremendous half to beat Sydney tonight.
What about for Sydney? What's the key there?
Get the ball to Miley and everybody else get out of the way.
I like that.
Just get the ball to Miley and let's play Gus Macker basketball and get out of the way.
It could be one of those nights where you throw everything else out the window and it's just going to be who wants it a little bit more here in this second half of the Route 7 rivalry. Right side here for Maddie Burtzel. Top of the key. And they go to the far side now for Avery James. Harley Burtzel, a three, and that one's off the side of the rim. Rebound scooped up here by Unitego. And again, I'm amazed that they are the smaller team tonight, but they continue to get rebounds. Finally, Sydney gets a little steal here. They'll bring it back down going left to right.
Oh, and Unitego changed it up. They're playing a 1-3-1, so Coach Z going to the... Oh, big play. I'm sorry.
No,
there
you're
by
good.
Paul.
And
that was a great play.
They're trying to go 1-3-1 just to give them a different look. Bella West missed the shot. Maya Paul got the rebound, put it back up, and was fouled and gets the bucket. That's a big momentum swing.
Yeah, Paul's just playing tremendous tonight for the Sabres. Maybe give her the ball and everybody else get out of the way.
Maya's three-point play is good, and she's up to 8 points. And Sydney with their biggest lead of the game right now at 18-12 with 7:15 to go in the third. Down the right side of the floor for Harley Burtzel. They go to Maddie Burtzel now. into the left corner in front of the Unitico bench. A steal here by Sidney. The Sabres trying to put their stamp on it early in the third quarter. We talked about how important the first couple of minutes here of the third quarter is. Maya Paul a little up and under. That's no good. We got a jump ball on the rebound as Bree Taylor got tied up with Gracie Tilt.
So two good looks out of this 1-3-1 for Sidney. You know, they got the Paul just got another good look, and then Taylor with a good-looking rebound. She looks like she might have banged up her knee a little bit, and you don't like that if you're sitting out. She's smiling again. She just needs to stretch out.
Boy, she's tough. We talked to her after the last game we did here, and she already knew that we had picked her as the defense player of the game. I mean, we weren't even off the air yet. I was shocked. Here's Harley Burtzel, a pull-up jumper, dying on the front of the rim. A rebound for guess who? Bree Taylor. Outlet pass to Bella West. And now to Bella Conroy for a deep three. That's off the front of the rim. Maya Paul's right there to clean it up. Her rebound won't go, though. And finally, Unitigo's got it. And Avery James is fouled. And Sidney gets a little bit in trouble with these little ticky-tacks on the rebound.
Yeah, Paul gets a little bit aggressive after she misses the ball. That's her second foul, 90 feet away from her own basket. So Coach Pierce is talking to her. We don't need that. Just don't have to be aggressive after a miss. Just do what you can do. Play within yourself.
And to the left side of the floor, 19-12 our score. Unitigo's got it. They need a bucket here. They trailed by four at the half, now trailing 19-12. Pass to the interior is slapped away. And it does look like Unitigo's trying to establish Raylan Parks on the interior, but so far, no luck with that.
They certainly do have to get a basket at some point here. You know, 7 points feels like a mountain right now for the Spartans.
Ball knocked out of bounds again. Unitigo on the baseline on offense here, trying to get something going. We're pretty much screened by the student section here, so I'm going to try to look through them and see if I can make the call. Pull-up jumper here for Harley Burtzel. That's off the front of the rim. Second chance here. Harley got it back. Kicks one back out for Maddie Burtzel. And now they'll go to Avery James to the interior for Raylan Parks on the baseline. Tippy toes there, keeps it in. Long two-point jumper for Unitigo is no good. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. Bodies flying. Out of bounds it goes. It continues to stay with the Spartans here with just under 6 minutes to go in the third.
Spartans, again, getting good shots. Just can't find anything to go in for them. So they just need to get – they need to really keep it to single digits or it will really feel like Mount Everest.
And here is Harley Burtzel. She's got it off the inbounds play. And they go to the left side. Unitigo with good ball movement again. They find Harley Burtzel on the baseline. Shovels one in for Raylan Parks through her hands, but Avery James scoops up the loose change. Now back out to the right side. Maddie Burtzel with 10 on the shot clock. Finds James. They try to go to the high post. It's intercepted by Sidney. And here they come. Nayla in transition. Off the glass. No, Nayla missed the breakaway layup. Very rare for her. Unitigo trying to capitalize the other way. Here's Maddie Burtzel. Her layup won't go. Second chance is up and good for Raylan Parks, and she's fouled.
Wow, what a sequence right there. Miley caught the ball a little bit too late and out of rhythm, so she misses the layup. Maddie Burtzel takes it coast to coast, misses the layup, but Parks is right there to clean it up in a big play, possible an and one to cut it to four.
Huge play for Raylan Parks. They've been trying to get her established on the interior. Parks foul shot, hits the rim three times, and flushes down.
Wow, those hustle plays are keeping the Spartans alive. You can't knock their hustle tonight. They're playing hard.
19-50. Now a steal by Harley Burtzel. Breakaway layup for Harley, and she's got it. And a timeout by Coach Pierce. 19-17 our score. Coach Pierce is hot. 5:07 to go in the third, and Unitigo's hanging tough here in the MAC Semis. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sidney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, out of the timeout, just a little bit over 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and the Sydney girls lead by two on their home floor, 19-17 over Unitego. Sydney's got it into the left corner now with Maya Paul, and she tries to go to Bree Taylor. We got a traveling violation on Maya Paul, and Sydney looks a little rattled.
What was really interesting there was Maddie Bertzel saw who was bringing the ball up the court, and she switched her position in the 1-3-1 based on who was bringing the ball up the court. It's just masterful coaching right now by Coach Z.
Unitego's got it. They go to Harley Bertzel into the corner for Gracie Tilt. That's a long two. It's short, and a rebound here for Sydney. The Sabres, can they make a little run here? They go to the left side for Bella Conroy. Give and go back to Bella West. And into the right corner now for Bree Taylor. A long two, and she's got it.
Unitego is daring Taylor to take it. She takes that short corner shot and drains it, makes them pay.
Sydney leads 21-17 now over Unitego with 4:15 to go in the third. Here's Harley Bertzel. Inside finds Raylan Parks. She scores on the great dish from Bertzel.
What a beautiful pass. Everybody collapses out on Bertzel because they think she's going to fire the three. But she dumps it to Parks. It was a beautiful pass by Bertzel.
21-19, and Sydney throws it away. And the 1-3-1 paying dividends here for the Spartans. They trail by two. 4 minutes to go in the third. Sydney goes to the bench.
And the coaching staff is telling the Spartans, play smart, get a good shot, plenty of time. We're in this game.
Spartans only trailing by two, but now a steal by Bella Conroy. The freshman takes it in and scores. Big bucket for Sydney. Bella Conroy with 4 points, and Sydney pushes it back up to 23-19. And now a reach-in foul here on Kwame Vandersamen. That's three team fouls on Sydney, only one on Unitego in the third.
So Coach Pierce has done an adjustment here. He's putting Miley on the top of the press, kind of like the zone press, forcing it to one side, and then the other guards will come up.
Unitego's got it at the top of the arc here with Harley Bertzel directing traffic. Unitego trailing 23-19, 3.5 to go in the third. And they feed one into the left corner. Now back to Harley Bertzel. High post, Raylan Parks back out. Maddie Bertzel for three. Just a line drive that won't go. Rebound, Vandersamen. Stripped of the basketball. Both teams going for it on the floor. And we got a reach-in foul here on Sydney. With 3:15 to go in the third. And so Sydney's going to get it back here. And Bree Taylor's got four fouls. She's going to the bench.
That's going to be a development for Sydney because that's going to put Paul in a more position. She's going to have to play a lot more down low, and Paul's on the bench. So you got kind of a new, different squad right in here for the Sabres. Can the Spartans make them pay with some key players on the bench?
Unitego's going to get it in. 3:15 to go in the third. Sydney leading 23-19. Unitego desperately trying to cling on to this game. Missed shot, Raylan Parks has got the rebound off the miss from Tilt, and Parks puts it up and in.
And that's what happens when Taylor and Paul are on the bench. The Spartans are going to be able to get inside and rebound a little bit more. They're certainly in the game right now without Kraft.
Two-point game, 23-21. Sydney on top by two, and we've got a foul at the high post here on Unitego.
The longer the Spartans are hanging around, the longer they're here, the longer they're playing, the more confidence they're going to get.
And on the inbound pass, Sydney's got it. Conroy might have traveled. They don't call it. They go to Bella West in the corner for a long two, and she's got it, Bella West.
So Bella West shoots to almost the exact same spot that Taylor shot. They might have found a weakness in that 2-3 zone or that 1-3-1 zone of the Spartans.
25-21, Sydney on top of Unitego. They go right back to Raylan Parks, puts it up. She's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but will head to the line. And Parks has really come alive here.
Coach Z has done another great adjustment, right? He realizes that the Sabres have their two main bigs on the bench. So he's just been saying, feed the ball to Parks, feed the ball to Parks. He's telling Maddie Bertzel that right now. Keep going, doing what you're doing.
And so this is going to be Parks at the line. First shot is short. Second one coming in the student section. Giving her a little grief there. Again, Lizzie Kraft on the bench tonight. Unitego doing everything they can to hang tough in this game. Second shot for Parks is off the back of the rim and a rebound for Sydney. They'll shovel one ahead. Looking for Vandersamen. Sydney up 25-21. They go to the high post for Miley. Pump fakes. Miley stripped of the ball. Gracie Tilt's got it for Unitego. Ahead for Maddie Bertzel. Right side, Unitego's got it. Harley takes it in for the right-handed layup. It won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Lennon Swain's got it, but we got a foul here.
Stepped out of bounds.
Your
shield that I got this side, Nate. She stepped out of bounds. The referee was right there. Boy, they have let them play. There's a lot of possible fouls out there, but you know what? The referees have let them play. They've done a good job.
I'm trying to call this through the student section, essentially, at this point. So if I find something in the left corner, I'll do my best. 2:05 to go in the third. And Unitigo's got the ball. They trail 25-21. And they go to Bertzel at the top of the arc. Bertzel, straight away, three, got it. Harley with a huge shot there from the top of the arc.
And I was just getting ready to say, what are the Spartans going to do with Maddie Bertzel on the bench? What do? You give it to Harley, and she makes a three.
And it's a one-point game, 25-24, late third quarter, with a 1:40 to go. Here's Conroy for three for Sydney and the freshman with ice in the veins.
That's a great-looking shot with James in her face. She answers. What a big play.
Conroy's up to 7 points, and now a miss by Unitigo. And Miley's got a rebound. And Sydney leads 28-24 with 1:20 to go in the third. Unitigo throws it away, and now Sydney's got it back.
Wow.
And what do we got, a travel?
No, it's a 10-second call.
Oh, my gosh.
Harley Bertzel just playing all-out guts right now, and she created a 10-second call by herself. They are playing so hard right now. You got to give the Spartans credit.
I thought Unitigo had possession for a little bit there, but
they never got the whole possession, and the shot clock never changed.
Looking through about eight students, I couldn't see if possession changed. 1:05 to go here in the third. It's 28-24. Tigo doing everything they can. They go to the left side here for Avery James. A three from straight away is no good, and a rebound for Sydney. And a long pass ahead for Vandersom and tracks it down. Sydney's got it going left to right. They're in the white uniforms here tonight with the maroon and the gray trim. Here's Vandersom and a long two right side, left it short. Harley Bertzel a rebound. 40 seconds to go in the third.
That was created by great defense by James to get in Vandersom's face. James has played well for the Spartans.
Here's Bertzel with a kiss off the glass. Takes it through the teeth of the defense and scores.
Beautiful left-handed layup there. I don't even know if you call it a layup. Kind of a little floating layup for Bertzel. Beautiful play.
What a game. Two-point game, 28-26. 20 seconds to go in the third. Conroy, same spot. Left side, three, in and out. Miley, a rebound, partially blocked. And Unitigo's got it back. 10 seconds left, third quarter. Here's Bertzel across midcourt. Gets it to James. 4 seconds to go now. Parks finds a wide open Harley Bertzel in the corner for three, and the bank was closed. And it popped in and out. End of the third. It's 28-26. Sydney on top by two. It's going to be a whale of a fourth quarter. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, here we go. Start of the fourth quarter. Sydney with a quick traveling violation just as we're coming back from break, and Unitigo gets it back. They're in the green with the white trim going right to left. Sydney girls lead 28-26. Fourth quarter here. Winner gets green in the MAC championship game next Saturday at Oxford High School. Into the left corner. Unity Eagles got the basketball, going right to left. Down low for Raylan Parks, back out for Avery James. Five on the shot clock. Maddie Britzel for three. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Maya Paul's back in the game. She gobbles up the rebound.
Maya Paul's done a great job for the Sabres in just establishing her presence again early.
Ayla Miley in the right corner here. Wants a three for Sydney off the back of the rim. Rebound Maya Paul, partially blocked. And Maddie Burtzel's got a rebound for Unitigo. Boy, this is going to be a good finish the way it's shaping up to be. And they'll feed one back over to Maddie Burtzel. She'll work it back out as Unitigo goes right to left. Burtzel looking for some options. Feeds one for Harley. Left side, a hard arcing moon ball here for Harley Burtzel, and it wouldn't go. And a rebound here for Sydney. Here comes Bella Conroy, feeding it for Miley. Little turnaround in the paint, nice up and under, and it falls for Nayla Miley.
Boy, she makes hard plays look really easy. That was a great spin move by Miley.
And that gives Sydney a 30-26 lead with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And we got a timeout taken here, it looks like, by Unitigo. So we'll step away. 6.5 to go in the fourth. It's 30-26. Sydney on top of Unitigo here in the MAC semis on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter, 30-26. Unitigo hanging around here, hanging around.
Why is Unitigo coming all the way? Okay. I was confused here. It's Unitigo ball right underneath their basket. Yeah, everybody went to the other side of the court. I think they got confused. It was like an eighth grade basketball game here.
Well, it all works out, and Unitigo's going to get it in. Gracie Tilt, the long two, the soft touch for Tilt. She puts it in.
That's a great basket for the Spartans. Great draw up out of the timeout. We'll cut it within two.
6:15 to go in the fourth. A two-point lead here for Sydney over Unitigo. Miley floats one to Chloe Vandersamen. She steps in and hits a two from the left elbow for Chloe Vandersamen. First bucket of the game.
Yeah, just kind of good composed shot. Got the look she was looking for there.
Sydney clinging to a four-point lead, 32-28. Every time Unitigo cuts it to two, Sydney seems to push it back to four. They go to the high post. Raylan Parks going inside. The bucket is good, and she's fouled.
Again, great pass by Harley Burtzel to find Parks at the foul line for a possible and one. Now, Parks looked a little nervous at the foul line last time. Maybe the student section got into her. Let's see how she looks on the line this time.
5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a two-point game. And Raylan Parks is trying to cut it back to one. And her foul shot is good. She's really come on in this second half. She's got 10 points.
Yeah, she's kind of just looked comfortable there. She's letting the game come to her now.
A one-point game, 32-31, and Sydney throws it away. Conroy thought that Paul was cutting and tossed it over her head.
You would think that you're playing in the Unitigo gym right now. The Unitigo crowd is louder. The Unitigo girls have all the energy. It looks like they're in charge of the game.
5.5 to go, fourth quarter, a one-point ball game. The Spartans are hanging tough. Sydney, the one seed, trying to get back to the MAC championship game for the first time in a long time. Sydney's got it down the left side of the floor. They go to Vandersamen to the high post. Turn around for Nayla Miley off the front of the rim. Hit the rim twice. Both teams on the ground. Grappling after this ball. We got a jump ball.
Again, Harley Burtzel, you said it earlier, just kind of mixing it up tonight. Playing all out. She's the bulldog down there, and she created that jump ball for the Spartans. And now with 5 minutes left to go in the game, the Spartans can take the lead.
5:10 to go here, fourth quarter. 32-31. Spartans trail by a point. Sydney trying to hang tough in front of a packed house here at Sydney High School. Harley Britzel tries to go to the high post. It's tipped, but Unitigo hangs on. And they'll work it inside. Back out to Raylan Parks. Long two here for Raylan. Won't go. Harley Britzel's got the rebound, and her short shot from about 10 feet in the paint won't go. Rebound Unitico. Both teams after it, though. Miley and Burtzel got tied up there. Sidney comes away with the ball. And they go to the left side. Vandersamen wants a three. Pump fakes. Didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Bella West. Her shot is short. And the ball is going to go out of bounds and go back to Unitico with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
What was really interesting on the last play for Unitico is they took Parks off the foul line, off the high post. Oh, they have her there now. Maybe it was just a mix-up on personnel. But Parks has been doing a really good job with that high post, and they have her back there now. I was really curious about that situation, but here they come. Here come the Spartans.
Yeah, they're going to need Burtzel to continue to make some shots. And need Parks to stay alive here if you're a Unitego fan. Harley Burtzel, a right side three, tried the bank again. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but it won't go. Bree Taylor with a huge rebound for Sidney. Boy, that was just sheer determination there by Bree Taylor. Back down the floor to Nayla Miley. She wants a three of her own. Nayla's shot rolls off the back of the rim. Maybe a little quick on the trigger there.
Miley has taken two uncharacteristic shots of herself, trying to, you know, just kind of forcing the issue here. Instead of taking it to the basket, she's relied on her jump shot.
Sidney leads by one, 32-31, with 3:45 in the fourth. Now a steal ahead for Bella West, and she's fouled. Are they going to say it's on the floor? No, it's on the way up.
That one was a little bit of an anticipation call, but, you know, you got to believe in the referees there.
It's going to go and put Bella West at the line with 3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Bella will head to the line here. She's got 6 points, and she's looking for more.
Big foul shots here.
Bella's first shot is good. She's got seven. And, you know, for this Sidney group, Bree Taylor's a senior. Bella West, a senior. Maya Paul, a senior. They want to try to get to this MAC championship, make some history here, and they're just a couple minutes away. Second shot won't go for Bella West. Rebound, Bree Taylor, and that's up and good.
That's a big swing now, right, because that's a three-point swing in a very close game. That's a big basket by Taylor. Puts the Sabres up by four.
And there's that four-point lead again, like Rich said, with 3.5 to go. Sidney 35, Unitego 31. And they go to the right side now for Maddie Burtzel. Pulls it out, double team. Burtzel's in a tough spot here. Gets it back to Harley. Unitego to the interior, and Raylan Parks gets tied up by guess who, Bree Taylor. And those are the plays when Bree Taylor really shines, those gritty underneath type of plays where you need a hustle play.
So Unitego's done a really good job in the second half of just spacing the court and keeping it spread out and just passing the ball around until someone gets an open shot. That was probably the first time they just jammed it all on the right side. They got to keep their spacing.
Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sidney girls lead 35-31. Bree Taylor flashes to the high post and hits a big shot.
Taylor has come alive here in the last couple minutes, getting some big deflections, getting some big steals, and now a couple baskets.
37-31. Unitego in desperate need of a bucket on this possession. And a timeout's going to be taken by Unitego. 2:52 to go in the fourth. Does Sidney have enough to put this away? They lead 37-31. MAC semifinals, winner gets green in the championship. We'll be back on CDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:52 to go in the fourth. I'm Nate Lull, joined here by Rich Turnbull. We're glad to have you along. Maddie Burtzel's got the ball going right to left. Unitego in desperate need of a bucket on this possession. They go to Harley Burtzel. And to the high post, Gracie Tilt. Down low, blocked. Is Raylan Parks out of bounds? It's going to stay with Unitego.
Another big play by Paul with a nice block from behind. Now it does feel like Unitego needs a basket, and they need one soon.
On the baseline here is Maddie Burtzel. Looks to get it in to Harley Burtzel. Back out to Gracie Tilt. Won't pull the trigger on that. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Harley with a pull-up jumper. Rolls in and out. And a rebound here for Sydney. And boy, this feels like you get a bucket here. This could be huge for Sydney. Here's Nayla Miley in the paint. Shot off the back of the rim. Wouldn't go. Nayla is fouled and will head to the line.
But Miley finally taking it to the basket there, right? She settled for two bad jump shots earlier in the fourth quarter. Takes it to the basket, and good things will happen. Gets to the foul line here.
And so Nayla with some big foul shots coming here. And the first one's up and good. The student section not able to get to Nayla.
No, Miley looks really, really smooth. Earlier I thought she might have had a little hitch to her foul shot, but she looks good right now. She looks in the zone.
And the second shot for Miley is up and good. But Nayla Miley now has 8 points. And that gives Sydney a 39-31 advantage. One of their biggest of the game. They've really done a great job with just these last couple of possessions, finding ways to get good looks, and they've cashed in. And here's Unitigo. Harley Burtzel to the high post. Gracie Tilt feeds one back across. They go inside now. Harley gets it back at the right elbow. Shot won't go. Nayla Miley, another huge rebound. And Sydney's in good shape here with 1:45 to go. Up 39-31. Trying to book their tickets to the MAC championship game. Here's Bree Taylor. Shot hit the side of the rim. Bree, a second chance, and she's fouled. And Bree Taylor's going to go to the line with a minute 38 left. And I really think Miley stepping up with a couple of big plays. But Bree Taylor here again, kind of being an unsung hero for the Sabres.
And I think you got to credit some to Paul as well. Paul's played probably one of the better games we've seen her play.
And Bree Taylor, yes. Shot is up and good. 8 now for Bree. Second one coming. Biggest lead of the game now for Sydney, 40-31. And Bree's second foul shot is good. 9 now for Bree Taylor, and Sydney's going to take a timeout. 41-31. Spartans around the ropes. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
1:38 to go, fourth quarter, a 41-31 lead here for the Sydney girls over Unitigo. This has been pretty much a 2 or 4 point game the whole way, but a nice little rush here by Sydney over the last 2 minutes has made the difference. Unitigo down the floor in the green with white trim going right to left. Again, trailing 41-31, we got 90 seconds to go. They're in desperate need of a bucket. Harley with a fadeaway here, and it won't go. And Maya Paul's got the rebound for Sydney. Ahead for Vandersamen. Vandersamen with a bounce pass. They go to Maya Paul in the left corner. Maya now will feed it back to Bella West. Sydney going to take their time on this possession. 15 on the shot clock. Little backdoor cut here for Nayla Miley. On the baseline, Nayla up and under. Big bucket, she scores.
Again, taking it to the basket, not settling for jump shots. Miley's kind of come active here in the last 3 minutes.
43-31, a three now for Brutzel. Keeps Sydney alive as Harley hits that one, and she's got 16.
That looked really, really smooth and dead on for Brutzel.
45 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. That makes it 43-34. Nayla on the left side is fouled with 40 seconds left. And so Nayla Miley in front of her own bench will be doing the inbounding duties. Unitigo's got four team fouls, and Sydney's got one. Timeout, Unitigo. Coach Z's probably going to try to extend this game. We'll talk about it when we come back here on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
40 seconds left here, fourth quarter in Sydney. Nayla Miley's going to do the inbounding in front of the Sydney bench. Nayla will look to get it in, and she finds Bella West. West a little up and under. It's partially blocked. And here comes Unitigo back down the floor with Maddie Bertzel. And Unitigo needs a desperate bucket here. They fire a three in the left corner. It won't go. Bree Taylor's got the rebound. Ball tipped out. Looks like it's going to stay. I couldn't see the call over in that far corner.
It's going to go to Sydney.
Going to go to Sydney. Okay.
Now right here, you just deny the ball, right? Try to get a stop here in Sydney. You just hang on to it. Don't turn the ball over.
Sydney looking to get it in. And they do. They go to Maya Paul, and she's fouled. Hits the deck hard. Appears to be okay with 24 seconds left. Maya Paul is going to make the walk down to the line, and it looks like our MAC championship could potentially be one seed Sydney and two seed Green.
And if you remember, Nate, we were down at that game in Green when Sydney figured out how to break that 2-3 zone and wanted a masterful run in the third and the fourth quarter and really kind of blew out Green at Green.
Yeah, that was a very close game. And a late press put on by Coach Pierce really blew that thing open. So the score on that game is deceiving. But certainly a nice win for Sydney, giving them the one seed. And Maya Paul goes one out of two at the line. She's got 9 points. It's 44-34 with 20 seconds left. Unitigo throws it away, and that's going to put the icing on the cake. But you got to give a lot of credit here to this Unitigo bunch tonight.
I was just going to say, you can't hang your heads. They're still playing hard. You know, obviously they're disappointed for losing, but, you know, they played really, really hard, and they had it to within one possession with, you know, maybe 2 or 3 minutes left in the game.
Had it down to 1 point, yeah.
Yeah, it just became, you know, I think the senior leadership of Sydney just came out, and they figured out how to, you know, kind of put the Spartans away. They just played very composed down the end.
It was a big group of the upperclassmen that are going to get the job done here for Sydney and for Coach Pierce. Nayla's shot is good. She's got 11. And balance here for Sydney as well. Miley's got 11. Paul's got 9. West has got 7. Taylor's got 9. And so Miley gets the second one. She's got 12. And Sydney leads 46-34. A three here for Bertzel. Fired that one a little quick. Rebound for Sydney. And they're going to try to just dribble out of this with 3 seconds left. And that is going to do it. 46-34. It's going to be our final score. And Sydney is going on to the MAC Championship for girls basketball. They'll take on Green next Saturday at Oxford High School. Postgame show coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Our final score here tonight, 46-34. Sydney girls, the one seed, topping four seed Unitigo. And so the MAC championship will be Sydney and Green, the one and two seeds, going at it next Saturday at Oxford High School for the championship. Our boys' matchup is not set yet, but the girls' is in the books, ready to go.
Well, it definitely felt like just the one seed doing what they had to do down the stretch to win it. What one seeds do, they had, you know, senior leadership, and they just made the plays that they had. What really impressed me, though, is what happened after the game. They seemed to be genuinely happy as a team. It seemed like a very team-oriented win. They all got together and hugged each other in the middle of the court. It wasn't, you know, one girl over here, one girl over there, but the Sydney players all gathered together. Coach Pierce actually had to break them up to go shake hands with Unitigo. But it was like a 14-person hug. It was, you know, you just love that. That's what high school sports are all about.
Well, I think if you're Sydney, especially for the girls, the last probably, you know, 8 to 10 years has been domination by BG for a lot of that. They won four or five MAC championships in a row. Delhi wins a state title. They've been very good. Unitigo and Green the last 2 years have been meeting up in the championship game, and that's been a big battle. And Sydney's kind of always been on the outside looking in. Now they get a chance to try and go put their stamp in the MAC championship game.
Yeah, and it's been really interesting. Sydney's had some great teams, right?
Yes.
Over with Sirigliano and Simmons over the years. I mean, MAC girls basketball is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. It is tough. And it's a great point, Nate. It's felt very team-oriented. Not saying that Sydney didn't play as a team with those other two players, but it seemed very, very team-oriented, team, you know, focused. Let's do this as a team, and they're celebrating as a team. And the JV squads over there welcoming them back into the locker room. It just seemed very much like we're in this together.
Well, it should be a great game next Saturday. We'll see what the boys matchup is. Right now, we are set to do the boys MAC semifinal tomorrow at 12:30. That is four seed Sydney at one seed Delhi. We'll see what the weather brings tonight. They said they'd let me know tomorrow morning the final decision on that game. My guess is if it gets pushed, it would probably go to Tuesday. The other MAC semifinal is Oxford visiting Walton Downsville. That game has already been pushed to Tuesday.
So I had some people ask me earlier in the day today, why is there such a long layoff between the semifinals and the finals? This is exactly why. You never know what the weather is going to be like up in central New York. So this still gives them a plenty of time to get those games in next week and still have time to prepare for the Saturday game. It's really smart by the Tri-Valley and the MAC in a lot of these leagues to really just push it back, have a semifinals 1 week, then the finals the next week. It's masterful planning by the leaders of those leagues.
It is tough when you're used to playing a couple games a week, but you know, it's really only a problem that two teams have to deal with. They'll figure it out. Maybe somebody adds a scrimmage, and they'll get creative this week. And it's also a chance to rest up, get some of these injuries. You know, if Unitigo had won tonight, and you give Lizzie Kraft another week to maybe get healthy, she probably plays in a
week.
Absolutely. So
it is really smart. I mean, a lot of people have been asking me, and that's why we do it. You never know when you're going to have the next snowstorm.
Very true. And it looks like we're going to have some weather coming possibly tomorrow in through the weekend. So we'll see. So everybody stay safe out there as you're traveling around to some games. We got Section 4 wrestling coming up this weekend. So everybody stay safe out there. So our final scoring summary here, first for Sydney, very balanced. 12 for Nayla Miley. 9 for Bree Taylor, 9 for Maya Paul, 7 for Bella West, 7 for Bella Conroy, and 2 for Chloe Vandersum. On the other side for Unitigo, 16, that's a game high for Harley Burtzel, 10 for Raylan Park, she was tremendous in the second half, 5 for Gracie Tilt, and 3 for Madison Burtzel. So just not quite enough gas in the tank to keep up in the last few minutes there with Sydney tonight.
It was just, that's exactly what it was. You know, kudos to the Spartan ladies for just hanging tough and doing what they could. You know, they had it within reach. They did what they could, and you know, it was just tough.
All right, we're going to give out our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. I'm going to go with Harley Britzel here tonight. She had the game high 16. Really had to put Unitego offensively on her back a little bit here tonight. It was a great effort, though, by Unitego as a team. But we'll give Harley the Outstanding Offense Award here tonight.
She was really kind of the go-to person for the Spartans. She did what she could. She had, you know, a lot of great moves, a lot of key shots. But some of her passing was really important, especially the Parks at that high post area. You know, Harley played as well as she could. It just came up a little bit short tonight for the Spartans.
Next up, we'll go with the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local team this season. Well, we're going to have two Sydney awards here. I mean, you'd love to give one to Maddie Bertzel. I thought she was tremendous tonight. But I think I'm going to go with Nayla Miley here for the Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Another nice night for Nayla. Got off to a slow start, but found a way to help put this team on her back. And, you know, defensively, she's just everywhere. That's why I gave her this one here tonight.
And Coach Pierce knows that too, right, because he puts her in key positions. He put her up in the top of that zone press, that half-court press, put her all over the place. She is the key to the Sabres. They're going to go as far as she could take them on the defensive end and, you know, on the offensive end as well. But she was the key spot, and she put a lot of pressure on, you know, James and the Bertzels tonight. She played extremely well on the defensive end.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We're going to go with Maya Paul here tonight. I thought we mentioned it a lot that she was kind of a jack-of-all-trades tonight, a couple of breakaways, big rebounds, big putbacks. And when they made that little run there to really put it away, it was Maya with an and-one, Maya with a great pass, Maya with a little 10-foot shot. So we'll give her the all-purpose tonight.
You know, last game it was kind of between her and Taylor. We kept on saying, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, we've seen Maya Paul play over the last few years, and it's just like, oh, yep, she's doing well. But it just feel like the last half of her senior year, right? She's a senior, correct?
I believe yes, Maya's a senior, yeah.
Right, I just feel like it's just she's figuring it out.
Yep.
Like it just, I feel like she's figuring out. She's having fun. She's always smiling. She's always congratulating her teammates. And tonight she just played well. She played well all over the court. She had some big blocks. She had some big steals. And you know what? She had some big buckets when Miley wasn't scoring in the first half that really just kept the Sabres at float. She played really well, and I've been impressed with her the last, you know, half of the season this year. I mean, I can't say enough about her. Just tremendous basketball.
What a night to be a Sydney girl. You win, you're going to the MAC championship, and it looks like most of the team has gotten flowers and candy and all sorts of stuff from their boyfriends out here. Nayla Miley just waved to us. She's walking out with a whole bouquet of flowers, some chocolates. What a day.
It is Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day. What a day to spend Valentine's Day. We haven't even mentioned that, right?
No, happy Valentine's
happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Our wives are real happy that we're together tonight.
Everyone always says, your wife must be a saint, Nate. I said yes, because every year I am completely a ghost on Valentine's Day because we're at some championship or semifinal game somewhere. It's like the timing couldn't be worse.
My wife, I said, hey, Nate wants to do a game tonight. And she goes, well, I wouldn't expect anything different. And plus, we've been married 20 years, so just go for it. So if my wife's listening, happy Valentine's Day out there, and I'll be home soon.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day. Don't worry, folks. I'm taking her out for a nice dinner on Sunday.
Yes.
And we got some plans, and she's very much on board with that.
And I will attest to that, everybody out there. I asked Nate if he wanted to go to the Section 4 Wrestling Sectional Championships, and he said, no, I cannot go on Sunday with you. So everybody that's worried, we will not be together on Sunday.
No.
I will be at wrestling. Nate will be out, you know, taking his wife out for dinner. So
yep.
Good for you, Nate.
I need to be a husband and a dad at least one day a week. So.
Yeah, you can't hang out with me every day.
No. It's and this is the craziest time of year. These games from now, the next month or so, is crazy when you get through the league championships and sectionals and into states, and then it just comes to a crashing halt. But the next few weeks are definitely pretty nuts.
Yeah, that absolutely is. We got the seeding meeting coming up next week. Once that, you always tell me, Nate, once that seeding meeting happens, it's crazy for about a month. And, of course, Section 4 is hosting the boys' championship this year. So usually it kind of dies off for us right around sectional finals time. We might have one or two teams, but not this year, folks.
Not this year.
We get to have a lot of teams coming to the area. So basketball is going to be alive and well in Section 4 in our area till about mid-March.
Yeah, mark the calendar if you're a boys fan. For mid-March, you can get down to the arena in Binghamton and watch some of the best teams in the state right here in our backyard. So, Rich, that's going to do it. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon.
I can't wait. I'll see you guys next weekend.
I'll be on the air tomorrow. We'll see what happens with the weather and everything. You can check out natelaw.com. If there is a cancellation tomorrow, we will announce it not only on WCDO, but also on natelaw.com under the radio schedule tab. We'll have that information there if there is a change due to the weather. If not, we're going to have Sydney boys at Delhi at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon, going on about 12:15 with the Butler Auto pregame show. So huge thank you to Jim Tomeo for his hard work in the studio here tonight. Final score, once again, Sydney girls advance to the MAC championship. They'll take on Green next Saturday as they defeat Unitico here tonight, 46-34. Stay safe out there tonight, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222-CR, Norwich.